This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
It is Monday night, and we are so happy that you are joining us for the Patty Vasquez Show. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and it's a beautiful view of Chicago with the promise of spring on the way. Not yet. It's very windy and chilly. And I hope that wherever you are, you're happy, healthy, and safe. We would love to hear from you anytime tonight during the show. So don't forget, the number is 312-981-7200 if you want to call or text us. Again, the number is 312-981-7200. I know that some of you have still not decided who you're going to vote for in the mayoral election here in Chicago, or maybe for the treasurer's office. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on, because some headlines, I think, bumped that really away from people's attention. So we'll touch on that. And I also want to talk a little bit about Lucy Flores' story in regards to her experience with Joe Biden and the way people are feeling about that. I want to tell you first about a great event we have coming up on Friday night. And comedian Paul Farvar and I, we have a couple of events coming up, and this is our first one out of the gate.
Yeah, this month. Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Back in the friendly confines of the west suburbs, where I feel comfortable.
Is Glen Ellen near to...
It's close to Oak Brook, yeah.
All right.
It's right in my hood.
So you're familiar with that area.
I know exactly where this is at, yeah.
We are performing in the Stand Up for Scholars LOL event on April 5th, and that's this Friday night. And we want you to go to auxcdhdel.org, and you click on events, and you'll get right there. But to tell us more about it, we have Sandy Moran, who's joining us in studio. And thank you so much for inviting us to participate.
Yeah, thanks for offering to support us for this event, and thanks for having us here today. It's going to be really great. It's Friday evening. The Auxiliary is supporting our scholarship program, and we're trying to raise funds to continue supporting the next generation of caregivers. And we award scholarships for area students that reside in the service areas of Central DuPage and Del Norte Hospital. We are the Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, and we support Central DuPage and Del Norte, and you know, we're extremely proud of this program, and it's just a great, it's just going to be a great event.
Now, Anne, when she talks about the scholarship program and how you know, this is intended to support that program, tell us a little bit about how you know, some of the students get involved and what this does to help them in their careers.
So,
ooh, there we go. That was me.
No problem.
Okay.
So, it basically, these students are, they start at the high school level, and they'll go all the way through, really, med school. We have a lot of kids currently in the med school program. But one thing they all have in common is they are pursuing a career in healthcare. So these kids and these students are the future of medicine. These are what we are seeing for the future of what, in our hospitals, in our communities. So ideally to us, when these students come back after they've left the community, mm-hmm. and they go and they do their schoolwork and they come back, we love when they come back and they actually work in our local hospitals. And we have a great example of one of those. Her name is Emily. She is a labor and delivery nurse in Del Norte. And she, to me, is a great example of the face of this scholarship program, because not only did she grow up in the area, she was a multiple-year scholarship recipient. She came back to work as a labor and delivery nurse at Del Norte Hospital, and she'll be at the event on Friday night. So we're really excited for you to meet her. And again, there are so many great stories these students.
We're going to be showing some video of our scholarship recipients as well.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be great.
In addition to the video, and of course, Paul and I are performing, tell us a little bit about the sort of schedule of events. I know that doors open at 6:30.
Doors open 6:30, mm-hmm. open bar. It's going to be a dinner tasting experience, and the program will begin around 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and Paul will start off, and we'll have Paul, and then we'll have him, you know.
Is the open bar still going to be going when I start? I'm asking for the crowd to know how much they're going to be drinking.
Okay, actually, good. No. Whew. The open bar will be closed during the program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the open bar will be closed during the program.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
So our VIP section will have service to the tables.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
We'll have a VIP section, and then the open bar will be closed, but there will be a wine pull where they can go and they can actually cork the wine and drink it while they're participating. We'll have live auction. We have some great live auction items. We have Bentley for a weekend and a New York getaway, Broadway tickets with a backstage tour. Have some great things happening
and some live music and joining us as part of the band. Doc Tony, what do you what's the name of the band?
It's a little bit of a medical name, Vital Signs.
Oh, there you go.
Thought it was pretty fitting.
How long have you been a musician?
I've been a musician my whole life. I'm 85 years old.
Uh-huh. Come on. Then I was going to say, I don't know who your plastic surgeon is, but well done, my friend.
John Kufrin. Mm-hmm. but no, we have a great cover band, Vital Signs. We've been playing in the western suburbs probably for the last 20 years. My daughter, Emily, is sitting next to me, and she's our singer at this point.
Hello, Emily.
We have a great lively band, and we're planning on rocking the house with everyone.
We need that open bar though. Sound better.
We always sound better.
We sound better. Yeah.
Now, what is one of your favorite songs? I mean, and maybe not necessarily your favorite to, you know, you look forward to coming up, but what makes a band really click sometimes? Because I think there's a different energy, obviously,
whenever we can have fun and whenever we see that everyone's having fun, that's the mark of a good song for us. So we encourage crowd participation. We have tons of percussion instruments, tambourines,
djembe?
Which can be
djembe.
Djembe. We can crack a djembe out for
can
you.
I play?
Great. Yeah, yes. We'll start a little drum right. circle for. Yeah. So
I was a musician too, there, Doc. So
there you go. Are a musician.
That's true.
Yeah, we could feature you.
We're happy to have you play. That's the best part about our band is we're all encompassing.
Yeah, and we do take requests here and there if we know them and we're good at them. But yeah,
we will have an opportunity for all of our guests to participate and ask for a request as well.
Oh. So you have like a jar, people can drop a piece of paper in there.
And what do you think you're going to request?
Just something like
Patty doesn't know names of songs.
Stop. You know the last movie I saw, so it'll be a Queen song, I'm sure, that I'll request.
Oh, shoot.
Ooh, that's right. I got to start warming up my voice.
That's all it's on.
I also like Joan Jett, so I love rock and roll.
How's all right. Yeah, that's in the repertoire. Yeah.
Patty's really into Miley Cyrus right now, too. Do you have any Miley Cyrus?
We only play pre-2000s Miley Cyrus.
Oh, there you go. That's Patty's favorite.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. We're hanging out with our friends. Northwestern Medicine is obviously a big part of this because you guys are under the umbrella of Northwestern Medicine.
Yes, we are.
And Central DuPage Hospital and
Delnor Hospital.
You can go to auxcdhdel.org and go to their events. We're going to be there on Friday night in Glen Ellen at the Abington Distinctive Banquets. And doors open at 6:30 again. That is this Friday night. The evening includes open bar, dinner, stand up with me and Paul, live music with Vital Signs. Let's talk about it more when we come back on 720 WGN. Sometimes my guests tell me cool things off the air, and then I have to ask them to repeat it. We are talking to our friends from the Auxiliary. Give me the exact name just so get it.
The Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delnor Hospital.
See, and that's why I have to ask. That's a lot.
It is. It's a very
big
long
name.
It's a big name. And
right.
We want to make sure that we honor that by getting it accurately pronounced. So that.
Well, thank you for that.
My producer's wondering if you could do that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern
Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delnor Hospitals.
Excellent. And we can go to auxcdhdel.org for the event that we are here talking about tonight with Paul Farvar. Yes.
When they do the scholarships, do you have to, is that the first question you ask them? It's like, what are you here for? And then they have to say it, they have to repeat it. And if they don't, you're like, see you later.
That's the first test that we give them.
Really? You should. That should be your first test. Because
we'll
if they can't get that
the application for you starting 2020.
No, I'm not applying. But I feel like if someone gets that right, be like, all right, you're already in the top three.
You're in.
Again, we were talking to Sandy, Ann, and I'm going with Doc Tony because I know you said call you Tony, but you're a doctor, and I don't feel comfortable dropping that.
That's fine.
Doc is good.
From the Auxiliary of Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage, and Delanor Hospitals.
That's right. That's got it.
I found the webpage.
Nice job. Yeah.
See? Oh, you go to the website, you'll get all the right information.
We just launched that website. We are a new modern auxiliary moving forward. We're 59 years old, and we are just launching our first website.
Happy birthday, and congratulations on the website. It is the Stand Up for Scholars, LOL. It's this Friday night, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30. Your tickets include open bar, dinner, stand-up comedy, and live music with Vital Signs. And is that right?
That's right.
Vital Signs. And
John Kufrin and Vital Signs.
And you mentioned that there are VIP tickets available as well.
Yes. So our sponsors are our VIP guests.
So that's
So they'll be roped off and they'll have special
bottle service.
Bottle service.
Fancy. You know. I don't think I've ever been any place. I don't even know what that means. What is bottle service? People bring over the bottle?
Yeah. It's
they
just
leave the bottle?
Yeah, they leave the bottle and they serve it to you. They have like a server will serve you the bottles and make the drinks for you. Yeah. Depending on where you're at.
Have you had bottle service?
I've been around bottle service.
See? I've been near the velvet ropes of bottle service.
I've seen it. Like, I've witnessed it.
From a distance. Now, Anne, you were saying off the air that you've given away over a million, not you personally.
Not me.
But
personally,
over the 59 years of the organization, over $1 million in scholarships.
The auxiliary has raised and given over $1 million in scholarships to these students. Well-deserved students. These are students that they're impressive. They have good stories to tell. They've been to great places. They've helped a lot of people. They're smart. They are, they have great personal recommendations from either teachers or counselors or people that they've worked with. They've really given back a lot in the very young life that they've had. So our application deadline actually closed last night. So we are just trickling in. Your application had to be postmarked by 3:31. So we're still getting in applications for the next couple of days. But we've got 80-plus applications that we're going through for the next 3 or 4 weeks to determine who gets the scholarships.
Well, since there isn't time for the folks that have already submitted, what catches your attention? Is there anything that you... I mean, I don't want to make anybody feel badly if they're listening and they've already submitted their submission. Maybe I should ask you, like, in between this time period so that you can prep for that answer. You didn't
know. No, I think we do have a reading committee. So it's me and six other people, and... we look at the GPA, we look at the personal recommendations, we look at the teacher recommendations, we look at their personal statement. You really can get a feel for these people very quickly on who they are and what they have to offer. And some of it is just hardcore good qualities that, you know, you want in the medical profession. So they've achieved a lot, like I said earlier, in their young life. So there is not a bad applicant in those 80 plus applications that we have to date. So it's a tough decision. It's not easy to say no. And these kids, we are scaling them, and they're within point two of each other. So
and that's
it's,
the way you
tight
to break the tie is who can say the name right.
Right, exactly. There we go. We have it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's called the Paul test. Can you call it the Paul test?
Now, Doc,
I'm writing it down
as the member of Vital Signs. Are you the band leader?
No. We're a democracy.
Oh, very nice.
Informal band leader.
Yeah, there you go. What area of medicine are you in?
I'm a general surgeon.
Oh dear. All right then. Hi.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
He says guts and butts for the listeners out
guts
there.
Guts and butts. Well, and by the way, for listeners who've been texting, and I got a really cool card, and this isn't part of our story. I was supposed to have surgery last week, and I had to postpone it. And so thank you very much for the cards. Some folks were wondering if I was recovering. We had to postpone it for various reasons, so I will talk more about that. But I'm fascinated by... I've only had one surgery. This was going to be my second surgery in my entire life besides oral. Like, I don't even know if I had oral surgery, but I had my appendix out. Do you do appendix?
I do appendixes, yes.
Mine started to explode apparently on the table. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
I just want to make sure that they were being legit with me when that's what they said. I was 13. I thought maybe they were lying to me.
No, they were telling you the truth.
Do you still have them count backwards?
You know, that's the role of the anesthesiologist.
Yeah, right. But, do they still do that?
Sometimes.
I got to 94.
Did you?
Is that pretty good?
From 100 or?
Yeah, from 100. No, backwards. It was backwards. So, how do you guys rehearse for an event like this?
We practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to
learn. Do you get time? I mean, like, it's got to be hard time-wise.
You know, it's a great release, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that can give you some, you know, work-life balance, this is the thing that does it for me. I'm not a big golfer, but I enjoy music a lot. And,
Oh, that's great.
He'll come home from 8 hours of operating, which I think is safe. I think 8 hours is probably your limit.
No.
Eight hours of operating and then just immediately want to start jamming. So we have a little bit of a family band thing going. We've been playing music in our family for, let's see, I'm 26, so for 26 years, and yeah, it's definitely a way to release.
You know, our band is a great group of guys. We have a superb keyboard player, John Kufrin, very talented guy. Mike Flynn, guitarist, Tom Colangelo, drummer, and Ron Hilger on bass, and then my son, Mark Altamari, frequently plays with us as well, so it's a great release. It's a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. Again, the event is this Friday night. You can go to auxcdhdel.org, and that's for the Stand Up for Scholars LOL event. That's Friday night, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30, and the evening includes an open bar, dinner, stand-up comedy with me and Paul Farvar Esquire, and live music from Vital Signs, and it will be at the Abington Distinctive Banquets in Glen Ellen. And I wanted to start something new, and I kind of threw you guys for a loop when I said, I'm going to start with you. We're going to start something during interviews when we have time, and I know we're running up against it, but I just want to ask you, because, you know, there's so many, like, cruel things out there when it comes to the internet, or, you know, in public with the exchanges that we have. I asked you earlier, like, what's the kindest thing anyone's ever said or done for you, Sandy?
So the first thing that came to my mind, it was actually a couple years ago at one of our galas. It was our director of events. She had a birthday cake for me. It was my birthday the day of the gala, and she had a birthday cake made and brought it to my table, and they sang happy birthday to me. And I just thought, wow, here we are at this event. And she just really took the time to make that day special. She knew that it was my birthday. So I thought that was a great thing.
We should send that clip to her so that she knows that you still think of that.
Okay.
Yeah, just because that's the other thing, is to remind people that what they do matters, right? Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference. Anne, do you want to share one?
Oh, okay. You know, this is kind of funny, but it's been a busy week for me.
Uh-huh.
And my husband, who I think might be listening, today he was on the train and he was coming home, and I said to him, do you mind when you walk in the door? I'm not going to be upset with you, but I just want you to just walk in, and I'm going to finish things that I'm doing, and then I have to go to this radio show. And he walked in, and he is a talker, and he was so quiet, and it was like the sweetest thing.
Aww.
And then I walked out, I kissed him, and I said, thank you so much for just doing as I asked you to do.
Being.
That's the most recent in my mind.
Yeah, and thank you, Tim. That's the thing. Thank you, Tim. I love that. Emily, do you want to share one with us?
Yeah, I have one involving my dad.
Aww.
So I was coming home from Japan, actually, after breaking up with my long college boyfriend. And I was really, really sad, really upset, had traveled for 24 hours. And my dad greeted me at the airport with Chipotle, which he read my mind. Of course, I was craving a burrito and a big bouquet of balloons. And it was just the nicest thing ever. Yeah.
So thanks, Dad. Your turn.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
We'll finish with you, Dad.
You know, you just tackle what you say. There's kindness, little kind things that can be done go so far, you know. So I'm in the office. I operate on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually full long days. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in the office. And, you know, one of the privileges I have, right, is to take care of people. It's truly a privilege. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I get to do on a daily basis. Thursday, I'm in the office, and you've been in Doc's office. We're always running late, right? We have six balls up in the air. We're juggling everything, and a patient grabbed my hand and said, "Doc, how you doing today?" And you know, so those little acts, just that little touch, you know, the physical touch. And I said, "No, this is reverse. That's what I'm supposed to ask you, right?"
Yeah.
But those are the kind of things that just really make your day. There's no doubt about that.
And you were all my first with kind words. A little kindness goes a long way. More after this on 720 WGN. Man, what a week. Hey, Ro, you don't vote in the city of Chicago, do you? You're a suburbanite?
I am a suburbanite, unfortunately.
This is a historic evening. By tomorrow, we will have our very first black mayor of Chicago.
Black woman.
Sorry, black
mayor.
Woman. I know, Harold Washington. Yes, I was a kid when Harold Washington, black woman.
Yes.
And it's amazing. Only our second woman ever, Jane Byrne. Also, I was a kid when she was mayor. I was listening to Justin Kaufman's show, I was listening to Justin Kaufman's show on Roe and Anna's show today, talking about getting the returns tomorrow. They'll be at the Billy Goat, by the way, when the returns are coming in. So tune into Justin's show at 7 p.m. I will be serving once again as a judge of elections tomorrow.
Ooh, girl.
And on the Northwest side. So I get up at 4:15 because Jeez. I want to make it to Dunkin' Donuts. We did not have donuts last time, and I thought there was going to be a mutiny at our polling place.
Can so, I just say that yes. there are... I know everyone goes to Dunkin' Donuts for donuts, and yes. as we know, in 2018, I was a connoisseur of donuts. No longer.
Oh, fair. That's fair. Yes.
There's so many. 7-Eleven has really good donuts.
Well, Ew. They have good ones at...
Don't...
Oh, no, no, no. You, he's right.
They're
no.
amazing, and I actually had this argument with people that didn't believe me, but if you get the donuts there, they're amazing. They're better than a lot of donuts.
So I am a donut connoisseur for life. Oh, donuts boy. Are life. Like, donuts are life for me. And while I am not saying that 7-Eleven's donuts are nasty, they do not beat Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
We're going to have a taste
they
test.
Don't. We're going to have to. Bring some Hostess while we're at it. Can we get the mini donuts going?
As this argument rages on, I want to remind everybody that our news was sponsored by Penny Mustard Furnishings. By the way, have you ever stopped into Penny Mustard Furnishings?
I've seen it. I haven't gone in.
I went in, and the woman there was showing me, like, there's so many pieces of furniture that have these cool functions. Like, you know, like a dining room table when you have to add a leaf? She pushed something under the table, and it, like, popped open, and she's
robotic.
It was amazing. So
nice.
Anyway,
we'll have to go there on a field trip after we have this donut contest.
So I am going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts because last time there were no. So I might stop at 7-Eleven. Here's what I'll do because I live with there.
There's a 7-Eleven by your house,
right around the corner.
Oh
so
yeah,
I will
I've
stop there
for. And I've had donuts there.
But the problem is they. I can't get a box of coffee from them.
That's true.
See, so then I'll have to stop twice if I get the
No, it's convenience. You Dunkin' Donuts is the way to go.
Do the one-stop shop, Patty. You know the right way. You know Dunkin' Donuts is the way that you want to go.
Yes.
You get your coffee. You got the assortment of donuts. Mm-hmm. 7-Eleven can't touch the assortment of Dunkin' Donuts.
And the thing is, I still have the text from my fellow judges of election because I sent Steve to Dunkin' Donuts. The whoever was the precinct captain brought us like a whole bag of stuff from Costco, like muffins and coffee cake. And the disappointment was palpable across the gymnasium that there weren't donuts. So Steve brought in and they had the orders. Like they wanted Long John's with cream filled and blueberry sugar crusted, like all these different things.
Special stuff.
So I still have the order on my phone. So that's good to go. And the other thing was someone brought us a box of coffee and cream, but only artificial sweeteners. And again, I thought that there was going to be a mutiny in the gymnasium.
No sugar.
So Steve had to bring a box of coffee, another box. So it was hot now still. And, you know, whether it was they had only brought what's the yellow packets?
Splenda.
They'd only brought Splenda and people wanted the pink ones.
Stevia is the
high
green
and
one.
Low, the sweet and low.
Sweet and lows. And the. Yeah. Yeah, you got to bring it all.
Just bring sugar.
That shift lasts for 14 hours. We are there from 5 a.m. until 7, well, till 7 p.m., then we pack up. So we're there from 5 a.m. till about 8:15, 8:30.
But the reward of being a part of the political process is the bomb.
I'm so excited. Now, here's my prediction. I think we are going to have the lowest voter turnout in Chicago history for any election.
I agree.
Runoff or otherwise. And I'm really, it's such a historic moment. And I think that there are portions of the city that are apathetic or cynical about it. I heard, you know, that Latino turnout was only 16% for the general. And there were two Latino candidates. So, I don't know. I just, right?
I think if people have runoffs for aldermen in their district, they might be motivated to go out.
That's a good point.
And that's a lot of stuff. Yeah. I know we have a runoff where I live, which hasn't happened in quite some time. So, there's hope that people will go there. If the weather's nice, that might be helpful.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think it's going to be a lower turnout, especially because a lot of people that I've spoken to don't have strong opinions of the two remaining candidates for mayor. They'd be happy
exactly
either way.
Everyone seems to be
or
like
unhappy either way,
right? Yeah, yes, I think that's the thing. People,
I think that's the common. I've seen the unhappy either way, like everybody just like it's really just choosing the worst of two evils.
I've heard more that they're happy.
Better of two evils.
Better of you two evils.
I feel like
that's
lot of
like 7-Eleven and Dunkin' Donuts. But we'll talk another time about that, bro.
Okay,
sorry, Patty.
I also also think that not enough people are talking about the treasurer's office, and I think that that's an important race.
Oh,
that,
right.
That is a is it Conyers, Evans, and Pawar are in that race, and I think that Conyers, Evans is going to win. And part of that, I think, is because there will be a bigger turnout in the Black community, and Conyers, Evans is running some great ads. I think that she is really kind of bringing people to the polls as well. I think that in certain neighborhoods, I think she's going to do well. Do you know if Dunkin' Donuts in my neighborhood is 24 hours? Because I have to hope that it is.
I don't think it is.
I think you're hating. Mm-hmm. I think you don't want it to be.
No, because I recall that I had to get donuts once for this show. And I was up north. And the one I went to, I don't know if it was right by you, Patty, but a few of the ones on that street are not...
Not 24 hours.
24 hours.
I have to hope that it is. Jefferson Park Dunkin' Donuts. I'll check it out in a few minutes. But the 815, thank you for reminding me to make sure that if I'm going to go in that direction, I better know whether or not it is open.
Very much so.
When I was a kid, you know what I used to do? I was such a smart ass. I would go into the 7-Eleven because they would say, open, 24-7. And I'd say, then why do you have locks on your doors? So stupid.
You're such a funny kid.
I was annoying.
You know, am I the only person that wishes that there was a Krispy Kreme nearby? And we're supposed to be talking about politics, but
hey, we're on donuts.
You know what, Ro? I think Krispy Kreme is overrated. I would say Dunkin' Donuts are better than Krispy Kreme, to be fair. You know,
how about Fire Cakes?
Fire Cakes is the greatest. Front Room Donuts is the best donut. We need to get them back on the show.
You got
to
have Front Room Donuts.
Ro, if you want to have the best donut of your life, Patty had them on the show once, and Senator Dan Katowski and I still talk about it.
Oh,
2 years really? Later.
I just started. Like Pavlov's dog.
Can we call them now and just see if that? Why don't you ask them if they're open tomorrow and get the donuts?
They're on the south side.
I'm going to have to go look them up. Say what? Firestone?
Front Room Donuts.
Front Room
and
Donuts.
Fire Cakes are amazing
and
as well.
Fire
Both
cakes.
Who have been on the show.
Yeah, Fire Cakes has been here.
Fire Cakes on Clark Street is amazing donuts. But again, I am no longer... the connoisseur of donuts as of 2018. So
the 301 says, very proud of me. Thank you very much. And I will be fine, by the way. The surgery will have to just wait. It's not life-threatening, but it's something I've waited for a long time to take care of. But the 708, by the way, 301, always great to hear from you. So thank you for checking in. 708 says, if all else fails, the Jules sells a dozen assorted donuts for $5.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not bad. Thank
Those
you, Steve.
Those are good donuts.
They're not great.
847 says Country Donuts is the best, open 24 hours. So then
where's Country Donuts?
I don't know. We're to find
so
out.
So nobody's texted and been proud of me for giving up donuts in 2018?
Is anyone proud of
Paul? No, sorry. It's
Paul,
too late.
I'm proud of you.
I'm trying to do a low-carb diet, so I'm not even going to enjoy any of these donuts.
Actually, okay, I have one a month per patty.
But I did a thing yesterday. So I stopped eating carbs last week. And then the stand-up comedians that Paul and I know in the area, one of the comics does a soup night in the wintertime, and he made a beef barley soup with fresh bread. I had to. It was really good.
You already sound like you're about to melt over it.
Oh, it was amazing. And I have to tell you, because going without carbs for a week, I was sleepy like that. I was in the car. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make it home.
Wait.
My body couldn't break.
It made you tired?
It was too heavy. You know, because my body's used to burning things a little bit fat, like
sure,
one
sure.
week. Mm-hmm. Yep, no carbs for the last until yesterday, but now I got to start again. Just pick yourself up.
All these, this is something we talk about with eating late. We'll talk about that later tonight.
Yes, we are. I was given the green light to play What's Paul Eating?
We're bringing it back today.
We are. We're bringing back What's Paul Eating after midnight. We've got prizes to give away. We also want to talk about an event that Paul has coming up celebrating music in his career.
Oh, yeah.
And we're thrilled to welcome Marlon and the Shakes they're warming up. And we'll find out more in just a little bit. Let's interview them, too. Let's get the guys in here. More on 720 WGN. You're listening to The Patty Vasquez Show. And we are so grateful for that. 312-981-7200. It's your conversation. It is Music Monday, and we've got a little bit of almost a month-long celebration of music for an event coming up at the end of April for Paul Farfar. It's kind of like your...
Yeah.
I love that.
Old chapter of my life coming back into play.
And you have coordinated a lot of the musicians that we've had on the show. And,
yeah.
Oh, I want to show you something during the news because we just went to a recital last night, but we'll talk about that later. Tell us about your celebration and the band you've invited in tonight.
We have Shoeshine Boy, my music company. We used to manage bands and produce bands, but now we're just kind of doing shows locally and trying to help people get on the right track. It was like a one-stop shop for musicians. And actually today we did an email saying, you know, it's our 19 years, we're going to call it quits. It was an April Fool's email.
God.
I got 87 emails with people being like, oh, like some were heartfelt and some of that. I'm like, you guys got to read these emails. Now I know who really read them. But it is kind of ironic.
Are they just readers like me?
Yeah.
You think, Ro? They're just getting the gist of the email.
Quick head over.
Yeah. It is kind of true. I mean, it's almost, I'm kind of no longer really involved in the company. So it's kind of believable. But what's interesting about tonight's guest is Marlon was in a band called Soulfix back when we started this company. And actually, we played in a couple of bands together as well. He was in a band called Karmatees together.
That's right.
And it's just kind of full circle. It's so amazing to have him come back and play this show with his new band, which I have never seen live, and I'm looking forward to.
And from Marlon the Shakes, Marlon and Adrian are in studio with us.
Hello, hello.
Hey. So what was it like playing with, I'll ask you first, Marlon.
Do you want the truth?
Yes, go ahead. No. I make fun of myself.
No, Paul would be the first person to tell you that we are not making music to change the world. We just wanted to play music. I remember him saying that to me. That was his selling strategy
for
to
my
me.
Band.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you want to join my band? Because I was doing sound at I can't remember what the venue
I think it was. It's no longer there. It was the old venue in Wrigleyville.
Yes,
I can't remember. Harry Carey or was Harry Carey?
Yeah, you might be right, but it was so long ago.
Yeah,
but he did ask me. He's like, hey, do you want to join my band? I'm like, yeah, all right, sure. I've never played bass, and that was that was my first foray into bass.
Yeah, really.
Clearly, I'm not doing that anymore. That's why Adrian's here.
Hey, Adrian, how did Marlon rope you into being a shake?
Good question.
It wasn't that hard, was it?
It wasn't hard at all. You know,
all right.
There's more shakes that comes with it. One of the shakes. But we start off in a corporate band together, actually.
In a corporate band?
Yeah.
What's a corporate band?
Like a wedding band, almost.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagine like an office.
Covers.
Right.
I'm imagining an office band, like they have to play like lunches and stuff like that.
Not too far off.
Not too far off. Right, right. Yeah, okay. not unlike your previous guest.
Vital Signs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, playing covers.
Playing events.
And that, yeah, playing events and that sort of a thing.
So you get to, you know, when you are doing original music, that's something, you know, that takes a life of its own when you have new band members and collaborating together. Where are you from originally, Adrian?
I'm from Chicago.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up on the east side of Chicago.
The east side.
And then I moved to Atlanta, like fifth grade, and moved back. When I moved back to Chicago is when I moved to the south suburbs, like Riverdale. And then as I got older, I moved all the way up north, like off of Pratt and Sheridan.
Okay.
And then I found
Rogers Park?
Yeah, Rogers Park area. And then I found myself right back to the south suburbs in Homewood. And now I'm actually, I like to say Oswegan. Me and Marlon are like neighbors.
We are
six
neighbors.
Minutes away from each
That's
other.
That's a haul from here, though.
It
so
is
thank
definite.
You for
it
coming
is.
Down tonight.
Well, you're worth it, Patty.
Oh, you're very kind. When you were in fifth grade and you had to move from Chicago to Atlanta, was like what's your memory of that? Like leaving, you know, the city that you grew up in.
It was rough, you know, because I was leaving family and friends.
Yeah.
But then when I got there, it didn't take long to find friends and stuff like that out there.
That's good.
The reason why we moved was because my dad was a chef.
Oh.
And so he transferred to a hotel working there and then ended up transferring right back to Chicago.
Okay.
Which is how we ended up back in the south suburbs.
And when did you start playing music? Was that before you left for Atlanta or when you were there?
I actually started playing music. I would say actually, yeah, when I moved to Atlanta is when I started playing bass guitar, but I started off on upright bass.
Oh, cool.
And
heavy.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And I'm only maybe about 3'5" or something like that, it felt like, and I'm playing an instrument that's way taller than me. But when I moved back here is when I started playing electric bass, and I stuck with it ever since then.
More portable. Where are you from, Marlon?
So I was actually born in the Philippines, but came here when I was one. And grew up in the north side.
What neighborhood?
I guess Jefferson Park, right around Mayfair, right around there.
Where'd you go to high school?
Mather High School.
Oh, you sound so... You know, I was driving by Mather, and I thought, this poor school deserves more attention on the north side of Chicago.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about music and your careers. We're going to hear some live music from Marlon and the Shakes after the news. Well, and the Shake, I guess, poor Adrian.
Right.
We had to scale down, because after the Blackhawks play, we want to make sure that we can, you know, get everything ready to go
we're
for
flexible.
You guys. We're
flexible. Yeah.
Well, and we're going to have the full band on in a few weeks. And Paul, when is that event coming up?
It's Saturday, April 27th at the Cubby Bear. Tickets are available at cubbybear.com, or you can get tickets from one of the bands, I think, too. I think Marlon and the Shakes has some bands.
Feel free to contact
tickets.
Us. Yes.
People who have advanced tickets get some special things like free drinks and free food. But if you don't have an advanced ticket,
then you have to
forget about it.
Fans of the Patty Vasquez Show.
Behind that, they won't get the VIP treatment like we talked about.
Yeah, no
earlier.
Bottle service for you. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Coming up after the news, we're going to have live music from Marlon and the Shakes, that being Adrian the Shake tonight.
Hey.
And tell us a little bit about the song we're going to hear after the news.
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off with a song called J.O.B.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a fun song. I often think about how it would be to be single these days. And how difficult it would be, Paul.
Not at all.
That's right. Yeah.
Really happy.
Yeah. You look like you're living the life, my friend. But yeah, you know, for me, in my personality, you know, I liken it to finding a job. So I wrote a song about finding love is very much like finding a job.
Oh, I think it's more like gambling, but you have your own way.
Yeah.
You either get a jackpot or you get a crackpot. We're going to hear J.O.B. by Marlon and the Shakes coming up after the news. So stay tuned and hang out with us for Music Monday. And don't forget, if you miss any of the show, everything is podcast on WGNradio.com. And I found out today that if you have a smart speaker and you want to hear the latest episode of the Patty Vasquez Show, just say play the Patty Vasquez podcast.
Cool.
To Alexa, to Google. See, I'm trying to say it softly so I don't wake up anybody's smart speaker that might not want to have it on right now. So just say play Patty Vasquez podcast. So excited to find that out as well. It is time now for our news. We'll hear Marlon and the Shakes when we come back after the news. Is Music Monday, and in the Allstate Performance Studio, we have Marlon and the Shakes. Marlon and Adrian standing by with their first song of the evening. They'll be performing on April 27th at the Cubby Bear for the 19th anniversary of Shoeshine Boy Productions. There you go. I like that you mouthed that with me, Paul, for your show. Shoeshine Boy Productions. Paul, thank you so much for bringing in such great artists
great.
Of the last few years. And right now, here we are. Wait, let me make sure. Hey, Marlon and Adrian, you ready to go?
We are ready.
Okay, here's Marlon and Adrian with J.O.B. Take it away.
One, two. When I got a good look at the body, you got me thinking all kinds of things. Look, do you think that she would mind up a road up? Want to get to know that lady properly. But I know to get with you is a process, and I'm down to following with the bosses. I don't think the skeleton's in my closet. A few I sit down and maybe tease the cross, yes. It's all good, you could ask a neighborhood who wouldn't mind it. Here's my application, if you want more references, I will provide them. Hey, do you mind that I'm putting in the time, cause I'm excited. So when can we get started? You wanna meet tonight? I wouldn't mind it. Ooh, I've been working on my delivery. Ooh, I'm finding love like a J-O-B. Ooh, I've been working on just what to say. Ooh, I'm finding love like a J-O-B. See you looking up and down on my history. Yeah, baby, that's cool with me. There ain't nothing in my past that's a mystery. I'm on the straight and narrow, can't you see? You find that everything is in order, and that my past is accurately recorded. You're writing all kinds of notes in the borders. Do you think it's time we got to something more important? Hey, it's all good, you could ask the neighborhood who wouldn't mind it. Here's my application, if you want my references, I will provide them, yeah. I hope that you don't mind that I'm putting in the time, cause I'm excited, yeah. So when can we get started? You wanna meet tonight? I wouldn't mind it. Ooh, I've been working on my delivery. Ooh, I'm finally looking like a J.O.B. Ooh, I've been working on just what to say. I find a love like a J-O-B. Come on, break it down. If you want my references, I will provide them, yeah. I hope that you don't mind that I'm putting in the time, cause I'm excited. So when can we get started? You wanna meet tonight, I wouldn't mind it. Ooh, I'm working on my delivery. Ooh, I'm finding love like a J-O-B. Ooh, I'm working on just what to say. I find a little I J O B, yeah. Hey. All right.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Marlon and the Shakes. Come on in, you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, they're still on the reverb.
Sounds yeah.
I should interview them from here. We are hanging out for Music Monday. I want to thank Dan Long for making sure that Marlon and the Shakes sound as good on the air as they do in the studio. That's wonderful. Really good music, Paul. You have a good ear for talent.
Marlon has one of the greatest voices in Chicago and one of the best guitarists in Chicago. So when you combine those things, and he knows how to find good quality musicians, and that's what he did here. Clearly, I wasn't invited to play in his band, and there's a reason for that. So,
push. I always feel badly when people try to get into the studio because it's got a handle.
There you go.
It's got a handle on the outside of the door. We need to paint that, I think, because you're not
push,
the only ones.
Pull. It's like that Far Side.
Well, because, and Ro will attest to this, the door to the studio has a handle. So your instinct is.
People get confused.
Yeah.
I still mess up every once in a while.
I still do it. I still pull when I should be pushing.
Thanks for sticking up for us, guys. I really appreciate it.
I really are not the only ones. And I'll be sitting, like, waving people in, and they're like pulling. Like, the harder I wave, the harder they pull. And I want to go like this, but then it looks like I'm telling them not to come in.
Right.
Patty, we need to put up a sign that says push outside the doors.
But now we can't do it without permission. Like, if I had just not talked about it on the air, I could have come in with, like sort of a stencil and painted it on the door ourselves and just be like, I don't know how that happened.
Well, but if now, you want, you can hire me and I'll just push people in.
Right.
I'll be the guy.
Be here every week.
Yeah, I'll be here every week to just push people in for you.
But that is
be
one
like
of those,
a doorman.
That is one of those. That is one of those that you feel like you're being tested for your idiocy levels, right? It's like an idiot test. You're like, is someone messing with me?
What is that threshold? Because I think I pulled probably three times.
We did.
Yeah. No, not
so
you.
So if it makes you feel any better, right? When I first got here, I think I pulled it for a month straight.
And
until I finally got tired and I was like, okay,
She like
push I think when you're she, going in.
You started thinking like I had a button here that yeah. would mess with you.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That's a buzzer.
Yeah, we're like, okay, yeah, she's gonna buzz us in.
Yeah, like I have a magnet.
Just standing outside.
It does look like you're holding a buzzer. Like
I know.
That.
Like I just like push this button. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and pull. Pretty, go yeah. ahead and pull go on ahead. The door,
bro. Yeah, let's see how long.
She just let me do it.
Aww. No, I can't try to tell. But I do. I wave people in, and I'm telling you, the more I wave, the harder they pull.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was feeling the stress because I think she was like, get in here quickly, so no. we're like we're pulling.
I know. If I did this, if I went like, if I turned around and gave, pull,
it's like that. Yeah.
Like if I pushed away,
I'm not sure they
maybe
know.
That would confuse oh them too. God. People and listening right means. Now are like, "What?
What
the
are you talking,
are
about?
Talking about?"
If you go to WGNradio.com, you can watch us you on the live see. Stream, and you can see that I have to. So when I want,
just rewind it to where yeah. Marlon couldn't get in. There's no rewind button.
Girl was like waving right. frantically, and
I'm going to take a photo of that and put it on our Instagram. Oh, Marlon and the Shakes.
It's your that's album Instagram. Cover.
That's what we're going to do. Is we'll take a photo. We'll all be like pulling on the door yeah. with our foot. Oh. No. I'm not, Ro, didn't you once put your foot on the frame of the door? You were trying to pull so hard, and I felt so bad. I thought yeah. you were going to hurt yourself.
See, again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
easy levels. Oh. It takes me time.
No, she's
again
later. And you see, she's a tall woman.
Right.
Like, she's like got her, she's pulling. I'm like, oh.
Giving it my absolute all.
Ro, don't feel bad. I was 2 seconds from doing that myself.
Thank right. you.
I was going to push Adrian out of the way, like, move, man.
I was like, I played football right. in college. I got this.
I got this move.
Okay, so we need to take a break because I see Dan Long standing in the producer's booth going, she's got a break soon so that we can do our EAS test coming up at 12:20. So let me do that so that we're yeah. timed out right. Does that sound good? Sound good like a plan? All right, let's go do that. And then afterwards, we're going to talk a little more and figure out the music. And, cool. and we're going to paint a stencil on the door that says push.
Right,
on the outside, right. Push. But all the doors in the all the doors on this floor that are big and heavy like this because they're, you know, soundproofing, not just this door, all of them have handles on the outside. The newsroom. The all oh, the wow. recordings, yeah. All
rule
of, them.
Of thumb is mm-hmm. going in, push, coming out, pull.
Yeah, but there's always going to be the exception to the rule. It's going to mess
is.
You up right. somewhere.
But then you're like, one. Where are you going in?
The
are
handle.
You going in or out?
I going think, into the studio.
I just want to say this. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I kind of also think it's a fire situation. The doors have to say push and pull. I don't know.
No.
No? Okay. I don't
Paul?
Know.
Come on, you're the lawyer.
That's what Marlon's been saying for 20 years.
Let's take a break.
Every practice.
More with our guests for Music Monday when we come back. We're going to do an EAS test too soon. More after this on 720 WGN. We're talking a talking a little fun stuff off the air. Let me make sure that you know about this. And Paul, did you vote early?
I did in the general, but I missed it today. I tried to vote. I was trying to say earlier. I tried to vote, but it closed at 7.
Oh.
And I got there at 7:15. So.
See, Paul's going to vote tomorrow. Oh, we have two minutes, by the way.
So the emergency?
Emergency broadcast.
Can these guys stay and play What's Paul Eating, too?
Yeah, of course they can. Oh, we are going to play What's
we
Paul
have to
Eating.
Play What's Paul Eating.
Okay, so.
We have to
now,
tease that.
Because we can talk about this now. We've got a couple minutes. And if we happen to have the EAS during your chewing, I think that all the better for my experience.
We're not going
to
play
it
now.
Fact.
But we talked about eating late at night and yes. how it's a problem for me and for you.
Yes, I eat late
we
at night.
We eat late all the time.
All the time. I've been eating a lot of celery con queso because I can't have nachos. I can't have any chips because I am
when
doing
did this
no
start?
Carb. Last Sunday. Yes.
Because I remember eating with you after last Sunday and that's not what
no,
you
I had
ate.
Salmon.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Do you remember? You were like, we're oh, making yeah, fun of fun. Me. You didn't realize that's what I was doing. You totally made fun of me.
Paul, oh. how are you going to throw shade and it's wrong?
Because you right. don't get... Patty... Yeah. So
do you remember I had like I picked apart that rye bread. Like I had yeah. like little pieces of it.
I do.
I just wanted a taste of it, but I hardly had any of it.
So, Patty, there's certain things that you don't do when you go to like late night diners. Like Patty ordered from a late night... The guy, she's like, don't you guys have salmon? I ate here. He's like, nobody has ordered that.
Did not
like
say that. When
he looked
been
at
there,
you like it's not on the menu. Did that not happen?
When we had,
I was like, Patty, it's 4 did, in the morning. Well, do not order
okay,
salmon.
Be honest. That server was a little flip on every single thing we did.
Not with me. Just
oh,
here.
No. Yes, he did. When you asked for the menu back because you unhinged your jaw and poured everything into your face.
I did order salmon.
I was
meal.
Nervous for my safety.
Yeah, I ate a lot.
He was
really
so
hungry.
The server, you asked for the menu back and he was like, are you really going to order something? And
no, he's like, you're not going to eat again, are you? Like, I was like, he was fat shaming me. I'm like, I'm going to eat again.
He was. was. You're
and
right.
now,
he was.
I'm for sure.
Oh,
I wasn't
here we go.
Going
Hold on a second. We are going to have the emergency broadcast alert system coming up in just a moment. And we'll be right back after that. We're going to have some live music, more conversation. Well, we were just planning the rest of the show right now while we were during the...
Yes.
Did you meditate during the emergency
No. I was getting
system?
Ready for... What's Paul eating?
So
preparing.
So I late at night. I'm trying to not have any carbs, regardless. Mm-hmm, and so yes, Paul was making fun of me for having salmon at a diner, at a breakfast place. And Ro seems like she would like to laugh at me as well.
Not at all.
It's smoked salmon.
That's me all the way. You with can some, never go wrong with salmon.
Oh, with they, capers and onions
at a diner.
And tomatoes. Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Was so bizarre.
No, I will be honest. It was a chore to eat it because it wasn't what I really wanted. I was doing it because it was hard.
I didn't know that part, but you did order that last time we went to that same place, and I was like. You didn't learn your lesson. You're like, no,
I loved
it, was
good. It the first time, and I did. I loved it the first time, but that was the second time. I'm like, did they put more salmon on this? Like, I'm like,
they were
am
like
I
testing.
Not
you're
done
like,
with this?
Like, just give her all of it. No one's ordered it in 3 months. It's gonna go bad. Let's just give her.
Have
all
you guys
of
gotten
it.
The chance to go to Baba's yet?
No, but my husband was looking it up. You have him. His interest is piqued.
Tell
for
him
sure.
It's life. You know, the 2 days after we had that conversation. My family treated us to Baba's. It was great. It was a great.
Do you know Baba's?
What is Baba's? No.
It's like a gyro place.
Tell them. Me? No. Oh, you're breaking my
with
heart.
With the lemonade, frozen lemonade?
Yeah. Baba's is a Philly. It's known best for the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they give you frozen lemonade. They mild sauce on all the fries.
Oh.
Packed. I mean, you're talking a huge Philly cheesesteak with peppers, cheese, onions. Ooh. Yeah.
It's good for the low carb diet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, perfect, you know, right. when you want to cheat, when you're ready to cheat.
So this is going to be very sad because earlier Marlon mentioned that he went to Mather High School, and the first thing I thought of was Pizza by the Slice on Peterson Avenue.
Yes.
That place isn't still there, is
no,
it?
No, I mean, I haven't been around
there. Do you remember that
there.
Place?
Yeah.
But it had, and it was the kind of thing where you had to blot the pizza with a napkin because
it
had
it was
so,
so
much greasy.
Yeah. Oh, you remember.
I don't remember the name of that place, but
I don't remember
it was
either.
One of the, we used to go there because I went to Lane Tech, and so we would, you know, I had friends that went to, Chris Connolly went to Mather High School. Now you're starting to do the math name. A little bit. Don't do the, stop doing the math.
Right. Yeah. So you're 22.
Yes,
so
thank you.
Thank you. I've saved myself.
But no, I had a lot of friends that went to Mather, and you always remember the joints. Like ours was Mickey's, not Mickey D's by Lane Tech, but on Western Avenue is a place called Mickey's. This Greek guy owned the best greasy spoon.
Greasy spoon. Oh, yeah, wow. Those are the best. Yeah.
How was there salmon there?
Did you have a joint? Like, is there a place in a neighborhood that you just, a Chicago neighborhood?
In Oswego? They probably close at 7 p.m. everything there.
We had what's called Heine's. Heine's was like the chicken spot to go to.
Heine's.
What neighborhood?
And now, I grew up on the east side, like over past Commercial Avenue. Okay. Like, if you go any further, you'd probably be in a lake somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Or Harold's Chicken, which is still popular right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Harold's Chicken. If you grew up on the south side, you know all about Harold's Chicken.
Harold's is better than Uncle Remus.
That's for the west side people. It's Uncle Remus all day long.
Wow.
All day long.
Why do we do this every week? We make ourselves hungry at some point.
We're not going to.
No, we can't. I have to be up at 4:15.
Oh.
So coming up in a little bit, we're going to play. Well, maybe we should do it. We should just see what's Paul eating.
What's Paul eating is different. It's similar to what we're going to do.
Okay.
Talking about healthy eating, where people think should eat. Or you guys going to guess?
What's Paul eating? Did Paul go healthy, or did he go snack wise? Did he go?
I'm
going to
crunch. Yeah, we'll have three things. We need two contestants. Mm-hmm. You guys can stay and play as well, coach the contestants. And do we have a prize for?
Of course we do. We have a Lou Malnati. See, you can eat.
How ironic is that?
Lou Malnati's over 40 Chicagoland locations, keeping people happy. You can also order online at loumalnati.com. And
we haven't played in a while. It's probably been a good 3-4 months since we played What's Paul Eating.
So call in now, 312-981-7200. What's Paul Eating? And this is where I have to, like, I have to take deep breaths. It's an assault to my central nervous system hear Paul or anybody eat with their mouth open.
Oh,
actually,
boy.
Nick D was talking about this one night, about noises or certain things. things that people just can't stand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I am, it's a disorder where there are certain sounds that like make you either afraid or angry. And I actually wrote a piece in high school about trying to take tests and I could hear everything in the room. Like it's this like heightened level of adrenaline where I could hear the clock ticking. I could hear people tapping their pencils. I could hear, you know, people just everything, like breathing or making mouth sounds. Or
You're Wonder Woman. Yeah.
No, I just, like, I can't stand the sound of people clearing their throats. Like, if I'm in a, I wrote a bit one time about how I need a no mucal, like, they would have smoking and non smoking. Yeah. I needed a non mucus area. Oh,
section.
I can't. I mean, like, when people, like, start hawking, it just, I can't. So, this is in that arena that Paul taps into my central nervous system, and like, you can see my shoulders just start, just thinking about it. I'm having a tough
time.
This
is going to be fun.
This is going to be
funny.
All right,
so, oh, by the way, they're pre-guessing.
No, they got to, we got to wait, we need two contestants to play.
So we have two. Oh, we have Susan, okay. We've got another contestant that's lining up right now. Now, Susan, where are you calling from, my friend?
Rogers Park.
Okay, from Rogers Park. So you wanted to pre-guess. You actually have to listen to what Paul's eating. Are you ready to, are you prepared for that experience?
Okay.
Okay, you're okay with that. I just want to make sure. I don't want to...
Some people are not.
I am not. Mm. And we have Billy on the line. Hey, Billy, how are you doing?
Hi, Patty. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you prepared to hear what's Paul eating?
I'm trying. Very prepared.
Okay.
I have an eating disorder, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can't use forks.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, okay. Hey,
I'm not going to be using forks for any of these items.
Is that a sensitivity thing? Are you for real, Billy?
No,
okay.
I'm just joking.
That's a disorder, too.
Yeah. Don't worry, Paul's eating with his feet. Right. It's going to be fine.
Such a sucker.
Although I am dyslexic, so I don't try alphabet soup, though. So I'm bummed.
Leave the jokes. Yeah. Leave the jokes to Patty and I on Friday night.
Susan's like, hey, can I jump in here? Okay, we're going to start with Susan. Susan, you're going to go first, right? Paul, you decide what you want to do.
Oh, yeah. So here's what we'll do.
How do you want this to go?
Why don't we do the way you came up with Patty, which is...
your name when you know what it is.
If you know what it, if you want to take a guess as to what I'm eating, we're going to have three things. First person to get the most right of the three wins. You can use anyone here to as your. We're going to all guess too. If you want to believe us or whatnot, Marlon's going to play. Are you going to play as well?
I sure will.
All right. Adrian's
so,
in.
So here's what we're going to do. Adrian and Marlon are going to play. Here's what we're going to do. You guys have to guess. If you think you know what it is, just say your name and you can take a guess.
Your name is your buzzer.
Your name is your buzzer. Okay. And here's another thing. If you want a hint, you can ask us category of food, like a yes or no question before you take a guess. Is that clear?
Yes.
Billy? Susan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's test right now. Hit your buzzers.
Marlon.
Susan.
Adrian.
Patty.
Okay. All right, cool.
There you go.
All right, so here we go. First round. You got everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
All right, don't look. You guys can see here, so you got to close
your
eyes.
I'm not looking. I've averted my eyes.
First item.
I can't stand this game.
This is like ASMR. It's so weird.
All right, Billy.
All right, Billy, what was it?
I'm guessing some sort of a chip.
Okay. Susan, do you have a guess?
Onion rings.
Oh, okay. Man, that would be so good as onion rings. I'm going to put her in the category of he said chips.
Okay, so he said chips. By the way, you guys can guess categories, too, like snack, whatever. But that's all right. Marlon, Adrian, do you guys have guesses?
Croutons. I don't know.
Mm. All right. Marlon?
Mm. I was going to say Cheez-Its.
Jeez. I'm going to go Bugles. Ro, okay. Do you got a guess?
Ro might have seen
back
it.
Here,
no, Ro can't guess.
If I guess, it'll be right.
Ro has a... All right, everybody was wrong.
Wow.
Of course.
It was actually a sugar crisp cookie by Mrs. Haynes, our new sponsor.
Oh, cookie. Cookie would have been an acceptable answer. All right. Unfortunately, I have to listen to you eat after the news as well.
I missed the sugar part.
Billy, Susan, rounds. I will make this worth both of your whiles, I promise. So
we have two more rounds.
If you hold on the line, we're going to play more. What's Paul eating? And so far, he's really been disappointing. Mm. He's eating cookies. He's eating cookies on the air. All right. It's time for us to take a break for the news. We're also going to hear more music from Marlon and Adrian. Marlon and the Shakes coming up after the news. Ooh, hello, everybody. You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, and we are in the throes of a very competitive version of What's Paul Eating?
Yes. We haven't had this in a while, so maybe people were, you know, caught off guard and didn't remember how this
works.
It's
been a while. But I think that Susan and Billy have
this. Susan and Billy are going to get this, and this is round two. All right. The first round didn't go well for anybody, but...
that includes all of us. Not just you, Susan, or you, Billy. It was everyone in the studio.
It's anybody's game.
It is.
Are you guys ready for round two?
Susan, you ready?
Billy?
Sure.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry, I looked.
So you can't guess.
I can't guess. I forgot to close my eyes.
I'll do it again.
I don't trust people when they tell me to close my eyes, bro. All right.
Billy.
Billy, what do you think it is?
Pop Rocks.
Oh, interesting.
That's a really good guess.
If he wasn't chewing, I guess that would be very
Susan, do you have a guess?
Oh, he was chewing.
Styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
You know Paul well.
Paul, wow. I so...
Did you guys see me at the diner last week?
I so need you to eat styrofoam once on my show.
I think we need to do a control so people know what styrofoam sounds like.
Wow.
All right. Did you guys see what I ate?
I did not see it. No.
Oh.
Susan's coming back around. Popcorn. Okay, interesting. All right, so we're going to put that in because I think Styrofoam was a...
I'll give her
April Fool's. Styrofoam. We'll give her a bye.
I'll give her that. All right, Marlon, what do you got to guess?
I'm going to say a pretzel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian?
I'm going to say a cashew or something.
Ooh.
It's very specific.
I can't.
You already saw it? It was actually an almond.
Adrian
came close.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. The nut party. All right.
Go.
This is a final shootout right here.
Billy, when are you guys going to get this? Have either of you heard this show before?
No, it's okay. You're chewing food on a microphone.
Live ASMR.
Yeah, it's
okay. What do you guys got to get this?
We can ask for clues, though?
You can ask for clues this round. To give you a hint, you can say, like, you know, is it salty? Is it sweet? Whatever you want to before you guess.
Yeah.
As long as it's a yes or no question.
Good. I like that. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Go.
Susan, you ready? Billy, you ready?
Get ready with your buzzers.
All right. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Oh, it's squishy.
Billy, can I get a clue?
Did Billy say his name before he asked for a clue, or did he just say...
No, he can go ahead and ask for a clue.
No, Billy, did he buzz in with his name?
No, Susan buzzed in first.
Oh, Susan, go ahead.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, Billy. Hold on.
Is it a hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a vegetable?
Yes.
It grows in a garden,
It grows in a garden.
Mm.
Billy, did you have a question before you guessed?
Billy? Can I guess carrots?
Oh, you want to go ahead and guess a carrot? Okay, that's fine.
Carrots.
Susan, do you have a guess or do you have another question?
Celery.
Okay. Marlon?
Like I said, it squished at the end.
It did.
It did.
And the beginning, it started off
right,
soft.
It did kind of like a cucumber maybe or...
Cucumber squish.
Yeah, I guess they squish a little.
There's a juiciness. What he means is there was a juiciness.
All right. Juiciness.
What's the guess, you guys? You got questions or?
Mine was pickle dough.
Okay.
Because it started off soft.
Oh, see.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it had a crunch. See.
And then it crunched.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, okay.
Marlon, what are you going to go with?
I'm going to stick with cucumber.
Okay.
Yeah. It's close.
Which
but,
I think is in the same family.
Is it like a Price is Right rule?
Right.
It's actually a pickle. It was a pickle.
Yeah,
Adrian's in the lead.
All right. All right.
Man.
I know my food, baby.
We got to do one round to see who wins with Billy and Susan. We got one last round. One of you guys got to win this
All right,
thing.
One last Sorry, round.
Here's
All
the
right.
hint for this. This is it's a very popular treat during the holidays. It's some sort of holiday treat.
Which
Are you
holiday?
Ready? That's what I'm going to guess.
Festivus.
Ready? Okay. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Billy?
All right, go, Billy.
Go ahead, Billy.
Gingerbread cookie.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Susan?
Candy cane.
Oh!
Yes, that...
Candy cane was correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Susan is our winner.
Susan, Congrats. You have won.
Adrian technically won, but Billy, you can't win.
Billy, don't go anywhere. Susan has won a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And for Billy, we have a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC because he's outside. I have to imagine
that
he needs a little bit of a temperature control in his home.
Also, so, just to make clear, those pickles were expired, so that's why I was a little more squishy than normal.
Ew.
So there were bonus points if everyone. Oh, I didn't. Squish, I didn't want. I don't know. If I'm starting to get dizzy, but I don't know if that's from that.
I also wanted to point out that you risked your dental work in order to play What's Paul Eating?
Anything
and,
to
you're
help?
Not supposed to do that.
I know. I just had some work done too. So dentists, Susan, you're welcome.
Dentists all over the city can find him at paulfcomedy.com if you want to offer up your services. Many great dentists in the Chicagoland area heard that and thought, oh, I have some work to do on that.
I know, it's starting to hurt.
You know, Steve had, my husband had dental work done last week, and he said that it was oral surgery, and he said the dental assistant kept telling him what a great job he was doing, keeping my mouth open, right? Like somehow, like being a patient in the dental chair is hard.
Right?
Right. Yeah. You're not jaw choking on the suction tube. I don't know.
Right. It's hard to cooperate.
Poor Steve. Poor
Steve. I
hate
the dentist. Yeah. I can't.
I know. I don't like the dentist. Yeah.
But not the dentist that might want to sponsor the show sometime. Maybe we should have a dentist sponsor What's Paul Eating?
In case something breaks.
Yes. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
In the event that something goes haywire.
And a surgeon if I have expired food again.
There's something that I want to, this isn't something that Marlon or Adrian were, I don't want to rope you into this conversation, but there was something I wanted to touch on a little bit because we've talked about it all day long at WGN Radio, which is the Lucy Flores story and another woman who's come forward and said that she has, have felt uncomfortable with the way Joe Biden has approached her and touched her shoulders. And I just want to say I thought there were some really great conversations. I want to encourage everyone to keep listening and hear the other side when, someone says, hey, I was uncomfortable. Listen to what they're saying. And I'm trying to hear the people who are like, what? I just do that. And I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, too. So I just want to remind everyone, because I know that there are people out there, men and women, who have been touched in ways that they don't feel safe or comfortable with. And I just want you to know that your opinion is valuable. Your reality is yours, and no one else gets to diminish that. And for people who don't realize that, you're not being attacked. If you feel like you have to go on the defensive every time you hear these conversations, it's not that way. And so I just want to encourage everyone to keep listening to each other. And that's what's going to be important in this conversation with Joe Absolutely. Biden, regardless of his decision and regardless of where Lucy Flores decides to go in this conversation. I just want to keep having the conversation and listening to each other and keep talking. You know, just say, what do you mean by that? Or, someone asked me about when George H.W. Bush, they were like, well, he was older. He didn't know what he was doing. The thing is that the person he touches doesn't feel it differently just because he was the former president of the United States and now was in his 90s at the time. Mm-hmm. That person who receives that feels that way, it still feels that way. Mm-hmm. Just want everyone to keep that in mind. We're going to take a break and we're going to hear some great music. Sorry. Well, I mean, right? We all have people in our lives who we know at one point feel uncomfortable sharing their story. And I think that the reason that you're artists is to share emotions, right?
Correct.
And for, it's weird when someone gets angry and that's not helpful. It doesn't move things in the right direction. And for comedy, Paul, we've run into those things where someone leaves a show and we never step on stage. We never get up in the morning thinking, I can't wait to piss somebody off tonight. Right?
It depends what city you're in.
If you're in Cleveland, for example. No, I'm kidding.
Hi, Cleveland. More music when we come back on 720 WGN.
It's your first check-in with the business day ahead.
We've seen it firsthand in competitions to land Foxconn and Amazon's new headquarters. Corporations focused on gaining government privilege and access. We'll have a conversation about corporate favoritism at 5:08.
The opening bell with Steve Gizanich, later this morning on 720 WGN.
You've helped finance your kids' college education, and that monthly payment's crushing you. It does not have to be this way. You may not know the rules about qualifying for lower monthly payments, but Kaplan Law Firm sure does. Kaplan Law Firm knows the secret to getting rid of student loan debt, something your loan servicer won't tell you. It's not uncommon for Kaplan Law Firm to reduce payments by 50% or more. Call 312-294-8989 or go to financialrelief.com. 312-294-8989, financialrelief.com.
Kentucky Derby is one of the greatest sporting events in the world. But the road to the Derby is long. To gain an edge in picking this year's Derby winner, you need to start looking at these horses now. Get in on the action every Saturday with ExpressBet. Safe, secure, legal, and easy to use. Sign up today and pick your bonus amount, $20, $100, or even $500. I use it. The great Eddie Olchek uses it. And you can play the ponies just the way we do with ExpressBet.com.
Well, it was a complete tear off on the roof.
We are talking today with mega customer Charles Odegaard.
Believe it or not, we had roofers come out to give us an estimate on the house. When they saw the back of the house, they said that they wouldn't touch it. Once we found that out, my mother-in-law listens. She heard of Mega. I called Mega up. They came out to give us an estimate. For the first time, you didn't hear the, oh my God, this is horrible, or they couldn't do it. We went from there. Everybody there has been very kind, friendly, and obviously they've been doing fantastic work. So we decided we would go with everything with them when it came to all the projects that we're having to undertake. You know how that goes. It's easiest to do it with one company then. If they can do everything, why not?
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
Megapros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Coming up on April 27th, it is the 19th anniversary of the beginning of Shoeshine Boy Productions. They're celebrating their 19 years of bringing great music to Chicagoans all over the Midwest. You guys travel all over the
places? We used to do shows, but just predominantly in Chicago the last 5 years. Great shows all over at places like Metro, Lincoln Hall, Shuba's, House of Blues, Cubby Bear, G-Man Tavern.
Wow, it's got some great places.
Reggie's. Yeah, we have great live music, and it's mostly just great live bands. There's so much good music in Chicago.
Well, that's the thing. It sounds as though if you've been to a bar with live bands, you've most likely seen a Shoeshine Boy production.
A band that, yeah, absolutely. We used to work with over 30 to 40 venues in Chicago, but we're just kind of winding down in our old age. And by us, I mean mostly me. So.
Well, I want to thank you for introducing us tonight to Marlon and the Shakes. They'll be performing as part of the celebration on April 27th at the Cubby Bear. Where can people find out information about buying tickets and more so they can do it early?
Yeah, they can get tickets at cubbybear.com or on our website. There's information, shoeshineboyproductions.com, on Facebook, Instagram, Shoeshine Boy Productions, or from any of the bands that are playing, which includes Trick Shooter, Social Club, Element, Workout Music, and of course, Marlon and the Shakes, who you can check them out on their website and get information for them as well on Instagram.
And you can hear them live right now. Here they are in the Allstate Performance Space. Please welcome Marlon and the Shakes with Dem Heels.
Gonna come over and play. Wherever you gone, you know I'ma be at that place. I see lips moving, but I hear what your hips say. You might not know this now, but I'm about to take control. Yeah. I'm feeling your vibe now. Yeah, but them heels, oh, yeah. All right. Well, y'all don't know what you do to a man while looking like that. If you only knew, the dogs are acting wild and they're coming for you. They lick their chops because you came into view. Yeah, you might not know this now, but I'm about to take control. Yeah. feeling your vibe now. Yeah, but them heels go. Yeah, them heels. Da 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 We like guys and you take up your drink, take a sip of can't be hey. When you look like that and we're eye to eye, baby girl of this side, yeah. It's them heels that you wear that got me scared, cause the truth is I just can't hide it. I might not know this now, but I'm about to lose control, yeah. Feeling that vibe now, yeah, but them heels though, about that die. Them heels, yeah, here we go.
That was awesome, guys.
Thank you, thank you.
So cool.
So good. So good. That's Marlon and the Shakes. You guys are amazing. We're going to hear another song in just a little bit from Marlon and the Shakes when we come back. We're going to, well, let's, if you guys want to come in for a few minutes, I think we got time if you want to put your instruments down.
You got
to take a breather. We'll invite you back. The door is push only. Push only to enter the studio. I feel badly now. I should.
Some inside baseball information right there. In case you guys ever come on to the...
By the way, 773 from our good friend Tom Holland. Marlon sounds fantastic. Woo! There's a lot of O's on that one. And our good friend Elliot Serrano, also enjoying the music.
Super cool. I saw that, yeah.
Getting some great mentions on our... by the way, you can watch the last song, Dem Heels, if you go to Patty V Show on Facebook. That's P-A-T-T-I-V.
Yeah.
Show on Facebook, and that the video is there as well as my personal page. And it, also, if you follow me on Twitter, you can. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm so sorry, Paul.
I know. I'm blocked out of Twitter for 24 hours so far. It's the most painful thing I've ever dealt with.
What happened?
I had to put my, it asked for my date of birth, and I accidentally put for the year, I put 2019. And so it said, you're under 13. You're immediately banned. And yes. I was like, I didn't know.
We didn't want to answer what age.
I didn't want to do the year. I just put the last year. I was like, okay, well, whatever.
Scroll lower.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, but then it immediately, and I've been like, I'd sent ID to be like, I'm not 13.
Yeah, wow.
And it's been 24 hours, and I rely on Twitter.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sorry.
I am sorry too.
That's why I wanted to bring you guys in here, though, not to make fun of Paul and his inability to get to his Twitter account. Where can people find out more about Marlon and the Shakes before we send you back in to do the final song of the night?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah. So mandtheshakes.com, mm-hmm. because nobody ever knows how to spell Marlon correctly. They'll spell it with an I, with an A.
Oh.
It's with an O, by the way, M-A-R-L-O-N. But mandtheshakes.com.
mandtheshakes.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they can find your schedule there and all your music. And,
they sure can.
And you handed me a CD. Is this mine to keep?
It's yours.
Yay.
Yeah, please.
Well, I love that the next song coming up after the quick break that we have, it's going to be Sleepwalking, and because that's perfect for what time of night it is. Does anyone sleepwalk?
So there's I have a funny story about sleepwalking. When I was a kid, I just told my wife this story the other day, but my father woke up to something rustling in the kitchen, and it was me in my underwear at, I don't know, 6-7 years old.
Yeah.
Holding a kettle saying, this is my bucket.
Yes.
This is my bucket. And then he put me to bed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm a sleepwalker, so I
Isn't that a scene from a movie?
It could be. It looks like a good scene from a movie.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
I got to write that movie. Let's take a break here. Let the guys set up, and we're going to hear Sleepwalking because that is his bucket.
It is my bucket.
You have to write that song now.
I'm going to have to. This is my bucket.
That is a good
song.
Yeah. I'm just saying. This is my bucket.
I just like that we're out of time, so Marlon can't tell any stories
more after
of us.
This on 720 WGN.